Good morning. This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Ohio's Republican Governor Mike DeWine says he plans to run for re-election next year. Many Ohio political observers believe the most serious roadblock to DeWine's plans for a second term will come from conservative Republicans with ties to Donald Trump, who are likely to challenge him in the Republican primary next spring. WVXU senior political analyst Howard Wilkinson is among those who think that's true. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So why is Governor DeWine facing trouble within his own party?
Well, most of it has to do with his orders last year to basically shut the state down in order to stem the tide of the coronavirus, which was killing a lot of people in the state. And DeWine's health advisors were telling him to shut down with a mask mandate and strict social distancing were the only way to stop the spread of COVID-19, at least until effective vaccines could be developed and distributed. And it turns out, it appears that he was right. But the resentment from some many Trump Republicans in the state and the anti-vaccine crowd has been running rampant in the party, and it's almost assured that DeWine would face a primary opponent next spring.
So we've heard already from at least one person. What do you think is going to happen as far as opponents are concerned?
Well, obviously, the other day, former Congressman Jim Renacci, who lost a bid in 2018 to defeat Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown, announced that he plans to run in the primary next year against DeWine. He's been pounding DeWine on Twitter over the pandemic and the state's economy for well over a year. So he's clearly preparing for this. Congressman Warren Davidson of Troy, whose district includes Butler County, is also said to be mulling over the possibility of taking on DeWine. And there's a newcomer, Joe Blystone, a rancher from Canal Winchester, Ohio, who's making a fair amount of noise in GOP circles as a different kind of candidate. Someone who is so very conservative that he considers people like Renacci and Davidson too namby-pamby. And there may be others.
Well, can DeWine win a Republican primary for governor next year?
Yes, he's a tough campaigner. He's a prodigious fundraiser. The more Republican candidates who decide to get into the race, the better it is for DeWine, because he needs to split up the pro-Trump, anti-vaccine crowd in the Republican Party among several candidates, which might make it possible for him to win with the mainstream, more moderate Republicans, most of whom you will find in the suburbs of the largest cities in Ohio.
If DeWine survives the GOP primary, do you think he can win re-election?
I think so, even though there will be a Democratic candidate coming at him hard, either Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley or Cincinnati Mayor John Cranley, most likely, possibly somebody else. But all during the pandemic, polls have shown that a solid majority of Democrats and independents have supported DeWine and his actions on the pandemic, while voters in his own party did not. But in the general election, I think it's likely those Democrats will come home to the Democratic Party and support their nominee. DeWine could certainly win a good competitive general election, but he has to get past his own party's primary first.
Howard, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's senior political analyst. You can read more on this subject in Howard's column at WVXU.org.